It's a brand new music on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We checked out Hail with Angel and now Miguel with Little Yachi with Number 9.
This is This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's Heart and Soul.
9:12 right now. We did promise in the previous hour, Shekwan, that we're going to get hold of Abudi Dave Man. But, you know, technology wanted to technologize. Okay,
technologize. Say it slowly.
Leg thereof then.
No. Okay. I want to get it right.
Technology wanted to most
be. Technologize.
It wanted to technologize.
Or maybe it actually did because we didn't get through to him, right?
Yes.
It technologized us?
It technologized us!
Most!
yesterday. You can be
so silly. It's like we were so eager to have the conversation with him.
Yeah.
And then technology was like, hold. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
And then just give us a kayang tail.
Yeah, bruh. A tail, bruh. But anyways, we made backup plans. And David did send us a voice note giving us an update of what is happening at the Oil and Gas Conference.
Morning, guys. I'm sorry I can't be there with you this morning, but I'm here at the Mercure Hotel, the Old Safari Court, for the Economic Association of Namibia's Oil and Gas Conference. It's day two today. Yesterday was actually quite interesting. We had a keynote speech by the Prime Minister, the Minister of Mines and Energy actually spoke. So Prime Minister Sarah Kogogwela-Amadila said that our oil and gas discoveries obviously have the potential to position us among the top energy producers in the world. That's something that was sort of carried through by a lot of the other speakers as well. She said it will result in positive development for the country, including the creation of jobs and socio-economic development. Obviously, we know that that is the case, that we could look forward to that. Minister of Mines and Energy cautioned, though, that the discovery of oil and gas won't immediately solve all of our problems. So there are definitely sort of some sober heads. People are saying, yes, look, the oil and gas is coming. The acting MD of NAMCOR says it could only happen 2029 to 2030, though, so we've got a while to wait. People being told, look, don't go and have those extra kids or buy that extra house just yet. Let's just hang back a bit. Let's just wait. Let's just see what happens and when we actually start seeing the money. But the sort of the consensus, let's call it, is that, look, this is definitely going to be a good thing for Namibia. The government and all the experts are committed to making sure that we don't suffer the resource curse that so many other places that have discovered oil and gas have suffered. And, of course, then combined with our green hydrogen, there's talk about how the two can complement each other and how we can sort of use both of them to make sure that we are, yes, we're still getting oil out of the ground, which a lot of the world is frowning upon at the moment. But because we've got the green hydrogen as well, we're sort of offsetting that carbon emission. And Minister Owindo also sort of saying, you know, it's a little bit unfair for the rest of the world to just straight away say, right, sorry, Africa, we had our chance. We used fossil fuels. You guys are done. You're only allowed to use renewables. Namibia is committed to renewables, obviously, and we are committed to sort of saving the environment where we can, but we also need to be able to develop, and the oil and gas money can help us do that. So, yeah, lots and lots of really interesting sessions that were held yesterday. Some economists, both local and international, some case studies from Nigeria and Angola, sort of to see how they've done things, where they went wrong, what lessons they learned, so that we can learn those lessons without having to actually make the mistakes ourselves. We can sort of learn from their mistakes and avoid all of those things. Today is going to be another very, very interesting session for the whole day, and we will be streaming the proceedings on Future Media News' Facebook page, so if you can't be here and you'd like to see some of it, you can go there. We're also posting some pictures and stuff, and yeah, next week I'll be back in the studio with you guys. Thanks.
Absolutely, man. That is David Bishop reporting live from the Oil and Gas Expo that is happening at not even Safari, mind you. It's Mercure Hotel now.
Yeah, it's Mercure Hotel
Mercure Hotel now. A lot is happening, but be sure to follow Future Media News social media platforms to keep yourself updated.
That was This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's Heart and Soul.